This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you caught the Seahawks-Packers game yesterday, Packers 28-23, in case you missed it. The reason I bring it up, though, isn't the game itself. It's what Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch said to reporters after the game. Lynch, you ought to know, has retired and unretired a couple of times now. So when he was asked after the game whether he was going to come back again next year, he had some things to say.
You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away and you be able to do what you want to do.
Marshawn Lynch is a great football player, right? What he's not, for all the wisdom of his words, is a financial planner. More to the point, a financial planner who's a white guy, which is, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, what most of them are.
Lauren Williams is not your average 36-year-old. She's already retired, for one thing, from her first career as an athlete. She has 3 Olympic medals in 2 different sports, and she's a certified financial planner, which, as a black woman, is
almost like being a unicorn in the industry.
Seriously, just 1.5% of certified financial planners are black, and just 23% are women. Williams is also unusual in another way.
I started making 6 figures at 20 years old, and I knew, like you said, I wanted to be responsible, that I wanted to have money when my career was over.
So she hired a professional, and soon she bought a house and then another house, all by the time she was 24.
Why did I need over $1 million in mortgage at that age?
What she did need and didn't get was help learning to manage her money and plan for a future after her athletic career ended.
I come from a family, 5 sisters, 2 brothers, didn't have a lot of financial literacy. I never had a budget. I didn't understand how to create one, and my financial advisor didn't help me make one.
Now, as a financial planner herself, that is what she wants to help other people do. Other young athletes, other women, other people of color. But she's found it harder than she expected to tap into those communities, especially the NFL and the NBA.
You know, I've actually been told that that's not what money looks like. Like, why wouldn't I go get this guy over here? And it's, you know, it's kind of an awkward conversation to have. Like, they believe that an old white man is the person that's best equipped to help them handle their finances because that's their idea of what success and money and wealth looks like.
That is still largely what the financial planning world looks like. And it can be hard for people of color and women to get into the field, where a lot of jobs are commission or fee-based and require you to bring in clients to make money. D.A. Abrams is managing director of the Center for Financial Planning. And he says that as the country gets more diverse, building a more diverse profession is both the right thing and the smart thing for companies to do.
It's a massive business opportunity. When you connect it to business outcomes, people pay attention.
He says companies should be paying attention to the growing buying power in minority communities, which is well over $3 trillion.
For firms that really get this right, it will be leading straight to their bottom line.
But Lauren Williams says that getting it right has to go beyond recruiting more women and people of color into financial planning.
The industry as a whole needs to change and be less oriented toward sales and more oriented toward literacy and comprehensive financial planning.
Because that is what a lot of people really need, especially in communities of color where there is less generational wealth. And because a lot of people just don't trust that financial planners will work in their best interest.
In our community, we are a lot less receptive to financial planning because everyone knows someone who's been sold something.
And she says that needs to be a bigger part of the conversation around diversity if the financial planning industry really wants to attract and help a wider range of people. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.